Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive. This is the seventh one of I Am, Seven Roles of Jesus. I am the Alpha and Omega. This is Revelations 1:8. It says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which will is to come, the Almighty. So Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, you know, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So Jesus is also the author of faith. What he has authored, he has finished. What he's going to finish. In fact, if Jesus hasn't authored it, then you need to drop it, because if Jesus is not the author of your life, then it's not a life worth reading. So he's authored. Anytime he's the author of our faith. So anything we want to know is faith. Many times we pull out scriptures, you know, in the Bible, and that's the first step to need to do. If you see something that you need to rely on that scripture. But until you hear the Lord speaking to your heart, he authors that on you, and he says, yes, proceed. Yes, that is to be part of your life. He hasn't authored anything. You just can't go in. A lot of people are trying to take promises out of the Word of God and apply to their lives without first humbling themselves before the Lord and ask him. You have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss. So many times we either don't ask or we ask amiss, something God does want to give to us, but we're too young for us to give it to us. But he is the author and finisher of our faith. In fact, what he has started, he will finish. What he has not started, he may not finish. When you're young, you may finish it. You know, like you have a three-year-old. Sometimes you'll finish certain things like that. But when they get older, you know, they better finish. And so we don't want to start something and finish it here. You know, I want to make sure everything that is started by the Lord, and that he finishes it too, because he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So finish what he has started. We are his workmanship. So if he has started working on us, we can't finish it and take it over. In fact, a book of Galatians is all about that, how we started out right. He said you started out right, but now you think you're going to become some kind of perfection on your own, back to the flesh. So and you end up bringing up a different gospel. No, if Jesus started something in us, if we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, then he is going to finish it. We cannot finish it. All we can do is agree, say yes and amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen in him. So we don't want to do that thing, take over what God has started. Many times that happens. God does author something and we think we can take over from here. Thank you, Lord. I know how to do this from here. And things get delayed. Some things get broken. And anyway, Jesus is also the cornerstone, when you get saved. He's also the capstone. So you want to make sure that you started with Jesus of Nazareth. You started with Jesus who was raised from the dead. You started with Jesus who died on that cross and raised from the dead. You also want to finish with that Jesus. Finish with the Jesus that died, was raised from the dead, now sitting at the right hand of the Father. If you start with Jesus, you got to make sure you end with the same Jesus. There is more Jesus impersonators in this world than Elvis impersonators. So don't let somebody confuse you. You know, I've been told when I was young, like 3 years old, I was with Grandma, and I guess she let go of my hand or something, so I grabbed somebody else's grandma, thinking it was my grandma. Well, it wasn't. That happens all the time. So we need to make sure that we always hold the hand of the right Jesus, the true Jesus, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hebrews is also people who started out right, mostly Jews. That's who it's written to. You know, they walked away from the law. And they didn't forsake the law, but they walked away, no longer counting their righteousness by obeying the law, but they counted their righteousness in Christ Jesus. But since things, persecution was coming up and being ostracized was happening, they started going back to the law or back to traditions of man. And the author of Hebrews rebuked him and said, you can't do that. You can't go backwards. You've got to keep going, because Jesus is the cornerstone of your faith. And he's going to have to be the capstone of your faith if you're going to make it. You can't go back to the old things. And too many Christians do that. Too many Gentile Christians do that. Where you get saved, you say your prayer, then you go right back to the way you're living. And that's just not going to work. If Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, then you better make sure he's the beginning and the end of your life. Or you could be lost, because he's the one that starts it. So Jesus says, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.